Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，平安，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Is it harmful for me to make friends with a sluggard?
我如果跟懒惰的人做朋友，是不是对我有害呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4 in the Bible.
今天跟你分享的经文在箴言第二十章第四节。
A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but finds nothing. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4.
箴言二十章四节，懒惰人因冬寒不肯耕种，到收割的时候他必讨饭。而无所得。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们仔细来了解一下这个经文的意思。
A sluggard. Sluggard. S-L-U-G-G-A-R-D. Sluggard.
A sluggard. Sluggard 就是懒惰的人。S-L-U-G-G-A-R-D. Sluggard.就是懒惰的人 ，a sluggard， 一个懒惰的人怎么样呢
？Does not plow， plow， p l o w， plow。
一个懒惰的人 ，a sluggard does not 就是不会怎么样，不做什么事情，叫做 does not plow。plow 就是耕种、耕田。P-L-O-W, plow. 所以这个懒惰的人不耕种。在什么时候不耕种呢
?In season. In season. In. I-N. Season. S-E-A-S-O-N. Season.
A slugger does not plow. 一个懒惰的人不耕种。In season 就是在对的季节来耕种 In season, I-N, S-E-A-S-O-N In season 所以这一小段呢中文圣经翻译成懒惰人因为冬寒不肯耕种
So at harvest time Harvest H-A-R-V-E-S-THarvest.
So, at harvest time, 在收成收割的时候 ,harvest 就是收成 ,H-A-R-V-E-S-T, at harvest time, 就是在收割收成的时候怎么样呢
?He looks, but finds nothing.
He looks, 就是他会寻找他有点像在讨饭But, 但是呢 finds nothing, 找不到东西吃啊，没有什么东西啊，这就是自食后果了啊。所以中文圣经把这一小段翻译成到收割的时候他必讨饭而无所得。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文。
A sluggard does not plow in season. So at harvest time, he looks but finds nothing. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4.
箴言二十章四节，懒惰人因冬寒不肯耕种，到收割的时候他必讨饭而无所得。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
Is it harmful for me to make friends with a sluggard?
我如果跟懒惰人做朋友，是不是对我会有害呢？
A sluggard is someone lazy and who lacks drive in life.
一个懒惰的人就是他是很慵懒的，而且在他的生命中好像没有什么动力。
God values work and people who take care of things in their life.
上帝是看重人可以好好工作的，而且上帝也看重每一个在他们生命中努力工作，好好照顾他所拥有一切的这样的人。
If you are friends with a sluggard, you can easily be affected by their ways.
如果你的朋友有像这样子的懒惰的人，你很容易其实会被他们所影响。
You might become a sluggard yourself.
你有可能就会被他们影响而变成，也成为一个懒惰的人。
Or their lack of discipline may cause you trouble or punishment.
或者另外一方面来说，他们没有纪律的一些行为会造成你的麻烦，或者是使你受到处罚。
Sluggards may need people to motivate them.
懒惰的人蛮需要人来使他们有动力。
And hopefully you can help them change their ways.
我们希望呢，你可以帮助他们来改变他们的行为。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time, he looks but finds nothing. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4.
箴言二十章四节，懒惰人因冬寒不肯耕种，到收割的时候，他必讨饭而无所得。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再会。